Blog Talk Radio.
About our Father is about salvation. Don't you want to live forever? I know that I do. And I'm trying to be obedient to Him. I want you sheep and those who are not sheep to turn their Bibles to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. I will read what it says here. Created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. Created he them. Then I want you to skip over to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where that's one set of people that God created. And I want you to know that. I don't want you to walk around for years and not know, as I did. I had been going to church for many years, and I just only knew that our Father created one set of people, but he made men and women. In verse 27, he created them. Go down to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And it says, God and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. I want you sheep to know that we are from that set that God made. We are from Adam and Eve, and our Bible will tell you in this chapter, I forget where I can find that he made the woman for Adam. He formed the woman out of his bone. You know, he didn't create another man for Adam. He created a woman. Surprise, aren't you? Or because your pastors have not told you that, you're not knowing that. But I want you sheep to know as much as I know. I hope our Father will give you an understanding of those verses that I read to you. I read to you verse 1 to 1 of Genesis, verse 27. That's where God created male and female. And then in chapter 2, our Father God. Well, he's not God. He is our Father. He created a man to tend the garden. And he said it's not good that man be alone. And he created him a helpmeet. He created him a woman. That was Eve. Now, she us have a word of prayer before we get into today's lesson. Let me say this. Our Father in heaven, thank you, and we praise you for all that has happened in our life, the good and the bad. We thank you. Father, I hope that I have gained knowledge from the experiences that I've gone through. Thank you for Yeshua, your son, who they call Jesus, who spoke to me when I was out in the world of sin, and I heard him. I'm so thankful that I heard him. I thank you for Yeshua's patience, because it took me 27 years to start doing what I do now. And that is, you told me to feed your sheep. And I was afraid of the people and I wouldn't do it. But I'm doing it now. I am very happy that I do what you told me to do. And that is to feed your sheep, keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, where I live. You're a blessed city. Thank you for allowing us sheep and those who are not sheep to have their right mind and good health. Father, thank you for giving us prosperity as well. Thank you for your healing of the sick, and I am included because I am recovering from a stroke. Thank you for your love for us, Father. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, amen. Now, I praise and thank God for everything that he has done for me. Now, see, I want you to learn these things, and I've got to learn them too. His feast days, and his feast days are the Sabbath, and you keep the Sabbath day holy. Then there is the Passover, and that's when you were to place lamb's blood over your doorpost of your houses when you were in Egypt. And the death angel passed over the doorposts, says, or the houses that had blood on them. Then there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which was held on March the 31st through April the 6th. You were not to eat any bread with meat or bacon powder in it. Then there is the day of Pentecost that is coming up. That will be, the day of Pentecost has passed. No, it hasn't. The day of Pentecost will be on May the 20th this year. And that's when you're celebrating the gathering of the smallest 20th. That's when we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, and that's the blowing of your trumpet. The Day of Atonement is the next following Feast of the Lord, and that's the day that we do fasting and repentance on September the 19th. And the Feast of Tabernacles, that is on September the 24th, is a 7-day celebration of the Great Fall Harvest, September the 24th through the 31st. And the people are to live in temporary dwellings at that feast. And the last feast is the last great day. It is adjacent to the Feast of Tabernacles. This day is considered a separate feast day. Now, you can learn about all the feast days of the Lord. It's in the book of Leviticus. You'll find most of them. Start reading Leviticus in around chapter 23. You'll find them. Let me introduce myself. I am Sandra Harris, and this is the Feed My Sheep show. To new to everyone who is listening, I want you to tell your friends about this program where I try to feed you as much as I can. Excuse me, I got the cough. This always happens. Satan caused me to cough. Program. That's the way he attacks me. Again, I say that this already is the Sabbath day because we go to evening to the following day. Sabbath will end tomorrow, Saturday evening. You sheep are to have your three P's ready, and they are your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you might want to jot down something or scriptures or reference what I have said. Turn your Bibles with me to Job chapter 39, and I will try to read that chapter for you. And I hope that Satan stopped messing with me. It seems like every time I try to inform some people really want to know about the Lord. And he told me to feed his sheep. And I'm doing what he has told me as best as I know how. I may not be able to pronounce some of the words, but I do what I can. Let's read Job chapter 39, verse 1. And hopefully God will allow me, our Father in heaven, will allow me to read the entire chapter. Let me take a swig of water. And then get started. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Or canst thou mark when the hind do calf? The hinds are like, well, they're talking about a baby calf, and hinds are the legs, the back legs, I think. Canst thou number the months that they fulfill, or knowest time when they bring forth? That is, when they have their baby. Do you know the time? They bow to themselves. They bring forth their young ones. They cast out their sorrows. Their young goats, their young ones are in good liking. They grow up with corn. They go forth and return not unto them. Who has sent out asses free? And you know, like an ass is like a donkey or a mule or something like that.
that's what a wild ass is. Where he has, or who has loosed the bands of the wild asses, whose house I have made the wilderness and the barren lands his dwellings. He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he crying of the drivers. The range of the mountain is his pasture, and he searches after every green thing. I know this right now. Oh, Lord, it's not one thing, it's another. The range of the mountain is his pasture, and he searches after the green things. Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee or abide in thy crib? Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the pharaoh's? Or a pharaoh is like a trench or a ditch that someone has made. Or will he hollow that's plow, or will thou leave thy labor to him? Will thou believe him that he will bring home thy seed after seed and gather it into thy bun? Givest thou the goodly wings unto the peacock, or wings and feathers unto the ostrich, and warmeth them in the dust, and forgetteth that their foot may crush them, or that they, the wild beast, break them? She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because she has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. Time she lifted up herself on high and scorneth the horse and his rider. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Canst thou make it him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. That is like awful, or ploweth in the valley and rejoices at his strength. He goeth on to meet the men. He mocketh, and mocketh, makes fun of, or laugh at that fear, and is not afraid, neither turneth he back from the sword. The quivers rattle against him, glitters spears, and the shield. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither believeth he that is in the sound of the trumpet. He said among the trumpets, ha ha, and smelleth the battle afar off, the shoutings. Doeth the hawk fly by wisdom, and stretch her wings together towards the south? Doth the eagle soar, or that is, mount up at thy command, and make her nest on high? He dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the places. From this She seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there she is. I have read to you the entire chapter of 39 of Job. And we are reading Job because we want to know what happened in Job. We want to learn that so no one can tell us. We will know because we have read it and understand it. What I want your sheep to do is go back over chapter 39 and read it for yourself. In fact, I want you to read the entire Bible for yourself. And that is my mission. We never know when our Father in heaven will come and take us away. When we will say we'll do this tomorrow and we'll plan for tomorrow the next day. But you don't know. For me, I had made plans to do this and that the next day. But I found out I had a stroke that evening, so I couldn't do it anything the next day. I was glad that I was alive. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for watching over us and keeping Satan away from us and blessing us in all that we do. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next week at this time. Choose sheep to listen to my program on Tuesday. I will be reading out of the book of Genesis. We have learned so much from the book of Genesis. We learned that he made people out of the ground. And I was saying that the people were all black. And then when I looked up, when I read the part of Noah about Noah in Genesis, one of his sons he was black. So I said, well, let me look up Noah. And I found out that Noah was an albino, a black albino. That's what I found out. And I want you sheep, all you sheep, to know as much as I know. I am learning just as you are learning too, because there are some things I don't know that are in the Bible. And that I want to know. I want you to get the books that I have written, and they are for your reading. They are quick reads. I have The Broken Plant. That's one of my children's books. And my name is spelled SONDRAHARRIS. When you go to Amazon to purchase my book, you'll find The Unseen, written by Sandra Harris, plus The Passing. Those three books you can get. I had wanted to put my other books on. I'm thinking that next week I will be in the library and doing as much as I can to get my books. Well, I have to type it up and send it to someone who will proofread them and correct the errors that I have. And then I will have them put my books onto Amazon. But go to Amazon and purchase The Passing, The Thing, and The Broken Plant. All those books will cost you less than $10 each. Each book is $10. So that's $30 that you will have to pay to get them.
yeah, I want you all to make me a rich woman. I want many of you to purchase my books for your and read them for your enjoyment. That's what I want to do. If it's God's will, I will be with you next week. God loves you. Well, our Father loves you as well as I. Even the one that is laughing right now, I want to slap that person, but
Father,
that person is willfully being rude.
Help your children.
Doing that to me.
Don't let them fall. Of the road
that someone I can hear someone laughing
Jesus
or talking in the background when I get ready
to love one another.
My family started laughing too.
That heaven might find a place
what my father told me to
in
do
their heart. Down. And I know he
I want you to read chapter 40
forever
next week.
In my heart.
We're almost finished with
you. We've got to walk on.
We got chapter 40.
Walk
chapter
on through.
41.
Temptation,
'cause
he loves and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. The Jesus,
my friend,
and he won't let you down
if you have friends.
I know.